Welcome to the Dr. Answers Show. I'm Dr. Answers, and I'm here to take your science calls and answer your questions about science and the sciences and anything involving science, which is essentially anything given the pervasive nature of science. So anything you might wonder about anything that is possible to experience, ring me on the usual number or send your questions to me in an email to question@dranswers.co.uk, dranswers, and I'll answer them on air. The only thing left to do is begin the show, so let's take our first call.
Science.
You're on line 5. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's David Dorrell. I'm calling from Bracknell.
Dave from Bracknell. Wonderful to speak to you, Dave. What's your question?
How easy would it be for somebody to recover files on a hard drive?
Oh, well, these days it's very easy to interrogate a hard drive and should be no trouble at all to recover any files you might have lost or deleted. Should be fine.
I do have another question, actually. Mm. What happens to all the stuff you chuck in the dump? Is it all just buried really deep, like maybe in concrete or something?
I think a lot of it's sorted through.
Oh, right. There you go. Could I enter the competition?
Oh, well, yes. Send an email to competition@dranswers.co.uk. That's DR Answers, right?
Well, the answer was the late Isaac Newton, I think.
I need that by email, I'm afraid, Dave.
Yeah, I know you do.
Okay, well, thanks for ringing, and I look forward to receiving your email.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Oh, it's that time again where we take another call. So let's take another call.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Dr. Answers, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you fine. Can you
great.
Hear you? Wow, you sound American.
Well, that's because I am.
What's your name and where are you from and now?
My name's Justin. As you can tell, I'm from America. I'm from the West Coast. And right now, I'm staying in Birmingham.
You're in Birmingham. Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham. Notice I said Birmingham. I pronounced it correctly.
So what's your question for Dr. Answers?
I was wondering, how do magicians do it? You know, the magic stuff. Like David Copperfield, or I believe over here you have that little guy, Paul Daniels.
Well, magic's not real. It's not really...
Yeah, but if it does exist, it must be science, right?
It's just tricks.
Oh.
But if these magicians, you know, really can do these things, then I say put them to use. I mean, the bullet catchers.
Yeah.
We could do with those in military conflicts. Stick them every few meters on the battlefield.
On the front line of the war zone. That's a great idea, Dr. Answers.
And I mean, they could hide things. You know, they could put army secrets in paper cups and move them around and... There'll be uncertainty as to which of the three cups it would be under. Yeah, they could just make war criminals disappear by putting them in front of a frame with a curtain and then moving the frame and then opening the curtain and it looks like they've gone, but the cameras are on the thing that moved. It's the cameras.
And our guys wouldn't need to worry about food or anything because a magician would just take, you know, a couple of loaves, a couple of fishes. He'd have enough to feed the whole regiment right there.
That was Jesus. I'm not allowed to talk about Jesus on my program, unfortunately.
Oh, but wasn't he magical?
These guys aren't as good as they claim, so don't worry about them.
Huh.
Just forget about them.
You've been a great help.
Thanks for ringing.
Great help. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's take another call. Let's have a look who's on line 1.
Hello, my name's Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Calling from Enston.
From Enston.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your question?
My question, how is Bobby formed?
Sorry?
How is Bobby formed?
How is Babby formed?
Yeah, Babby, how is it formed?
What's Babby?
Babby, you know. Babby go wah.
Babby go wah?
Yeah, in the little bed. In the room.
A baby?
Yeah, Babby.
Are you in some kind of situation?
Mm.
Well, babies grow like crystals. They kind of, the molecules of the baby slowly form into a kind of pattern, a repeating pattern. It kind of becomes 3D.
Mummy, tell me.
But if you mean how does the baby get there in the first place, is that what you mean?
Mm.
You know that thing you like?
Mm.
You know how it's sometimes frustrating?
Mm.
And there's a clear reason why it's frustrating?
Mm.
Okay, we'll just remove that frustration. Miss Babby.
Mm. Okay, bye.
Science, science, science. It helps you to learn.
Now, I have a question for you, the listeners. I want you to email me and tell me what's the longest you've ever gone without science. Maybe you've spent a weekend staring into a bin bag, went on holiday to Ibiza, or even been in an induced coma. I want to know about the times when you've not needed science. Email your answers or just your thoughts to answers@dranswers.co.uk. That's DRANSWERS, Dranswers. All right, let's take another call. Who's on the next line? Who's on line 14?
All right, Dr. Answers, it's Brad here.
Brad.
Yeah.
Brad, and where are you calling from, Brad?
I'm calling from Manchester.
Hi, Brad. What's your question?
I was wondering, I just got this new computer the other day, and it's making all these sort of, like, grumbling noises coming out of the front whenever I go on it, and I was just wondering, is it, do you reckon if it's broken, or maybe it needed a dusting or something, or what's the noise? What's the noise coming out of it? It's worrying me. It's freaking me out. Come on then, big man.
Oh, like the kind of crackling sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're just sparks. I think data sparks.
Right.
Information, you know, like binary sparks?
No.
No?
Don't know. What do you mean binary sparks?
Well, it's kind of the code that the computer talks in to itself. It's just talking to itself, I guess.
What?
But it talks to itself in a language, kind of, it's called binary. It's like a language made up of noughts, just noughts and ones, just those two.
What?
And I think it's either saying yes or no to itself millions of times every second.
What?
I think that's pretty much the gist of computers.
I don't know what you're talking about, fella.
No?
What do you mean, yes and no?
I think it's like on and off. It's talking to itself. And the internet is coming through.
Yeah, the internet, yeah. Yeah, it's got that.
That's like a tape. That's like a mixtape of noughts and ones that's being constantly played under the roads and under the sea and stuff. And in satellites as well, I guess. It's just like we live in a sea of these sparks.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
I have pretty much not understood one word of what you have said.
Okay, so I don't know what causes the noises, but they all do it. Mine does it too, and I don't do anything weird on mine.
Right, okay.
Okay, thanks for calling. Let's take another call. Who's on the line?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hello.
I can't believe I'm on.
Well, there we go.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay, what's your name?
It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How are you?
Can't complain.
What's your question for Dr. Answers?
I was wondering, what's the most efficient and painless form of suicide?
Well, those of us who can obtain diamorphine, I guess that would be the most painless way to die. Gas, I think it should just actually be just diamorphine or gas. I think it's those two.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Lovely Kelly there from... Oh, she never told me where she was from.
Doctors need food, sunshine, flowers, water, children, and milk to make them grow.
Okay, let's take... another call.
Oh, hello, Dr. Answers. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, that's great.
What's your name?
It's Roy.
Hi, Roy. What's your question?
I've just been having a discussion with my friend, and I wanted to know what's the furthest anyone has ever lived underground. Not just gone and visited, but actually lived.
Right.
Because I'm sure you're aware that under most major cities, there are the deep citadels, and of course the catacombs of Paris, but I wondered what was the actual deepest level that anyone had ever lived.
Do mines count? I mean, people work in mines. Do they, if they stayed late, is that living?
If they did a double shift.
Right, I mean, are you living there then?
Well, I don't know, because they probably wouldn't sleep, would they? They'd get in trouble.
Well, that's a good point. Well, I tell you, what I do know is that if you were to dig a well deep enough,
yes,
and you were to look upwards, you would actually see the stars at that depth.
Well, that's fascinating.
Hmm.
I suppose if you kept digging, you'd get to Australia, wouldn't you?
Well, no, Australia's not underground. It's overground. But if anyone has any ideas, email in to answers@dranswers.co.uk. Love to hear from you. Anyone, what's the furthest anyone's ever lived underground? Mines don't count. Also Australia, that's not underground. That doesn't answer your question, does it?
I'd say it hasn't really settled our argument, but thank you for trying, Dr. Answers.
Thanks. Thank you. Well, at least you're polite.
Thank you.
And so to the next caller, whose name is...
Hello?
What's your name?
Hello, is that Dr. Answers?
Oh, it is Dr. Answers.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello, my name's Keith, and, I usually live in Spain, but I'm calling from my cousin's house in South London. So I'm calling from South London, but I do live in Spain.
Right. Okay, what's your question?
My question was, can animals feel regret?
Can animals feel regret?
Yeah.
You mean kind of like if they do like a really naughty thing or something?
Yeah, if they know what they've done and whether they, you know, feel sorry for it, feel remorse.
Well, I'm not sure if animals can feel regret, but I know that if they can, they certainly should, because I've lost count of the amount of horrific things that animals have done over the years. There have been so many naughty animals who should feel some shame. That stingray that killed Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah.
What an idiot. There was that bear who attacked that lady on Russian TV.
Oh, on the talk show.
He needs to think about what he's done.
Yeah, and all the mice that steal people's food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the mice. Hitler's dog. The crazy frog.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell.
The animals have got a lot to answer for, and if they can feel shame, I hope that that's why they're so quiet. It's eating them up inside, and they just can't bear to form the words.
Right.
I'm waiting, as we all are, for the apologies. Not from parrots, obviously. Doesn't mean anything. And I mean, I know we can feel regret, can't we, as people?
Yeah, wish I was an animal running around the fields naked.
What would you be?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind being a starling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like starlings?
No, not really. Take them down from the inside.
Well, it's good to have a plan.
Yeah.
And thanks for ringing.
Yeah.
I think if I were an animal, I'd be a man. Because a man uses science.
Science.
It's time to have competition time now, because it's competition time. You can win an amount of some form of carbon. Last week's answer was, in fact, Isaac Newton. So well done to Nicholas Lister for his correct answer. He'll be receiving a sachet of Buckminster Fullerene in the post. If you want to be in with a chance of winning perhaps a frothy glob of carbon nanofoam, or, of course, that mouth-watering diamond, then answer this science question. What does a scientist use in order to make scientific statements about the world? Is it A, guesswork, B, hearsay, or C, science? Email your answers to competition@doctoranswers.co.uk, and if you're the lucky winner, you may never need to work again because of the diamond.
Doctor Answers was brought to you by James Shakesharft and David L.E. Davis. Question@doctoranswers.co.uk.